Hello, everybody out there. I hope you are enjoying your beautiful, fantastic lives and your amazing days. Well, that was a little grandiose, but I hope you're doing well out there. And my name is Ryan. I am intending to start this podcast. Well, I am starting this podcast. It's going to be called The Starseed Sound. And The Starseed Sound is going to be dedicated to kind of me going through my journey as a starseed. If you don't know what a starseed is, it is the concept that some of us originate from other galaxies and other star systems, separate from Milky Way and separate from our own, and you know, just other planetary systems, and we come to Earth to kind of shed light and show people the way. Of how to be and of how to, you know, receive and spread love and all that good stuff. So I really hope that you guys enjoy my podcast, and the first episode will be following this presentation, and I hope you enjoy listening to it and that you share it to your friends and family and that you can actually gain something from it, because I think it's very important for us to get our voices out there and to be heard, you know, even if it's to one person, even if it's a couple people that really your message sinks in, and if it's a really good message with good intentions and, you know, a really thought out, methodical kind of mindset and very concise on what you're trying to put out there, I think it will impact the world dramatically. So thank you so much for listening to this, and I hope that you enjoy listening. Okay, so this first episode, I'm just going to give you guys a little background on myself and on my life and on my journey and on where I'm at right now. So my name is Ryan Wilcox. I currently live in Urbandale, Iowa, and I graduated from Urbandale High School in 2014. So if you can do the math, you probably know how old I am right now. But I'm 22 years old as of right now, and I was born July 10 of 1996. I don't know if you're interested in this, but if you're not, you can check out. If you are, just keep listening. I just graduated from Iowa State University with a Bachelor of Science degree in Environmental Science in May of 2018. And that was a really good experience. And in this next 30, 20 minutes, however long I want this episode to be or however long it turns out to be, I just want to share that journey with you. And I want to share the journey of college with some of you who may have wanted to go down that road and just never got into it or didn't have the money or had people pulling you in different directions. And I just want to really shed light on my journey and on my experiences. And maybe this will encourage some of you to, you know, go out there and enroll in a university, or, you know, it'll, you know, kind of solidify your mind that you don't want to go to school. That's completely fine. Our journeys are totally unique and individual to us. So, yeah, without further ado, I'm going to get into this episode. So please stay tuned. Okay, so to get into my whole journey enrolling and going through university life, I'll start out, first of all, from high school, you know, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I didn't have any drive in high school. I was so bored. The classes were boring. A lot of the teachers were just monotonous, and they just didn't seem like they had that drive and that passion for what they were teaching. And it kind of rubbed off on the students, I thought, and it rubbed off on myself as well. And I graduated high school kind of not knowing what the hell to do with myself. And it was a really scary thing, you know, and I hadn't really, you know, I was just smoking a lot of weed, skipping classes, you know, just getting by on like 2.0, 2.5 GPA, whatever. I wasn't committed or passionate about anything really, man. And so I graduated, and I kind of knew that, yeah, I did want to go to college because that's what everyone else did. My parents did that. My cousins, my family just wanted me to go to college. And yeah, I knew it was probably the best thing for me. Being that I didn't have any really solidified study habits in high school because I never really studied, I just kind of winged it and got by. I decided to start out at Des Moines Area Community College, which is a community college in Ankeny, Iowa. It's about 20 minutes from my home. And I went there for 2 years, so from 2014 to 2016. And this period really transformed my life in that it taught me, really that if that the motivation, I think self-motivation is the biggest thing for success. People can motivate you externally, this and that, whatever, but the internal drive that you hold dear to yourself is what is actually going to propel you into the facets and the phases of life that you want to be. So, anyway, going to college for the first 2 years at DMAC, it was amazing. I lived at my parents' home, had friends here and there. I've never been one to party too much, but yeah, I went to parties every now and then and all that because it's college, but it is a community college and it's a lot different from university. And I think a lot of people have that negative connotation surrounding community colleges that, oh, only stupid people go here, only people who can't get into universities go here. And I just want to say that is not at all true. Some of the best professors I ever had were at DMAC, Des Moines Area Community College, teaching me, and they were passionate, and you could tell that they cared about their students and the student body as a whole, and they wanted the future to be bright. And I really appreciated that. So I dedicated myself to studying day in and day out, and I ended up graduating on honor roll. I think I had like 3.49, so they bumped me up to 3.5, at graduation, which was amazing. I got the whole cords and everything. Like, yeah, I look good to my family, mom and pop, whatever. I didn't really care too much, but it was a good feeling, It was like, I can do this. I accomplished something with myself. And for a lot of you out there who think, that it's impossible, or, maybe you're listening to this and you think you're too old to go back to school, or, you missed your shot or whatever. No, you didn't. Like, you can go to school part-time, full-time, whatever your schedule is, whatever your life demands, and still make something, still get a degree, make something of yourself. And I'm certainly not saying you have to get a degree to make something of yourself, because that is not at all true. But for me, I think my early college years, the first 2 years that I went to community college, really shaped me and prepared me for the university experience. And I think I wouldn't be where I am now if I hadn't gone through that experience first. I don't think I would have graduated with a bachelor's degree from university if I hadn't done that community college experience. And I really think it's important to shed light on that, sometimes you just gotta take half a step forward to make that full step into what you really want, where you really want to go and what you really want to do. So anyway, let's go to 2016 August. This is when, I had worked summer jobs, worked part-time jobs, and went to DMAC, all that, and I graduated DMAC, and now I'm at Iowa State University, okay? First year, I had three roommates, and it was a pretty chillax environment. I got along with all of them and everything, and my classes were going really well. And first semester, I did have my worries. It was a lot. It was harder and more challenging than community college was. That's for sure. But there were certain things that also just were so different, like the atmosphere and the environment of a university setting versus a community college setting were just so much different. And they just gave me life and gave me motivation to get up and meet new people and go to classes and all these things. And so I ended up getting through my first year with that, getting through my first year. So first 2 semesters with that, with good grades. I had probably like a 3.0. Grade point doesn't matter too much. It's just, you just gotta really be motivated. And, you know, especially since I knew that I was paying for my own school, that was huge. That's another big reason I went to community college. It was a lot cheaper to go there for 2 years and then transfer up to university for 2 years. So yeah, I got through the first year and it went really well. Had all of these really good experiences, met a lot of really cool people. And then my senior year of college crept around. And I started thinking, like, okay, what is it that I really want to do? I'm majoring in environmental science. I have a passion for the environment. I know that for sure. But what is it that I really want to do? What kind of impact do I want to make on people? And I'm 21 years old at the time. I'm 22 right now, so I still have no idea what I want to do. But at that time, I was really just focused on passing my classes and graduating, because there came a point in my senior year, spring semester, especially my last semester, where I was really worried I wasn't going to pass. Man, I had these hard, I had calculus, physics, what else was it? It was this photogrammetry class. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar, but we use that GIS systems, and oh my God, it was just, it's that computer software, geographical information systems. And oh my God, I just wasn't motivated at all for it. I didn't like going there. I just don't like sitting down at a computer and doing that, in my opinion, just boring stuff on the software. It's not my personality. Other people love it. It wasn't just me. It wasn't for me. But anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know that going to university for me, I think it was 80% the social aspect that I loved and that I grew from. I grew from the social aspect 80% more than I actually, you know, grew from the actual learning, academic, class experience. So I just met so many different people. I got out of my comfort zone in social situations, went to parties, went out to bars that I never would have done beforehand, and met a bunch of cool people, had really cool roommates. And this year was very pivotal for me. This year was transformational for me in that, you know, I had my first girlfriend, kind of. I'll go into that on the next podcast, because I really want to go into that situation. I think it's a very interesting story and that a lot of people can benefit from me, or from it. But yeah, anyway, the whole college thing was, it was amazing. And I'm sitting here now, you know, I'm sitting here in my car on break from work. I'm working at a corporate America job, you know, straight out of college, you know, the classic get a job thing, 9 to 5, be like your parents, grow up, have kids, white picket fence. No, I'm playing with you, but I'm sitting here in my car in the parking lot, you know, in my lunch hour at my work. And I've always meant to spread my message, and I always knew I had something to say, and I knew I had something important to put out to the world, and that would, you know, provide value to others, really, is what I'm looking to do here with this podcast. I want to provide value to you, the listener, and I also want some really good insights and feedback from others. So I hope to have other people on my podcast in the future. But anyway, I digress. To go on with my story, it has, you know, there was so many ups and downs in my college experience, especially my senior year. Like I said, I lived in Legacy Tower, which is in Ames, Iowa. If you guys are familiar with Iowa State University, you may or may not know it. But yes, I went to Iowa State University and I lived at Legacy Tower with 4 other individuals. A couple of my roommates changed here and there across the years, but yeah, it was with 4 people I lived first, and it was probably the best time I've ever had in my entire life. And I will go into saying that we lived in room 712, and it was the only 5-man or a five-person room on our floor. They had one five-person room for every floor, and there was four floors. But we were actually on the seventh story because there was a parking garage, above everything. Anyway, the reason why it was so transformational and so great for me to go through that experience of living with people, these four people that were vastly different from me, actually, because I'm, vegan, I'm healthy lifestyle, this, I have spiritual views, very kind of, I have an esoteric personality, kind of, in my opinion. And some of them were more, into hunting and fishing and motocross and violent video games, which I love myself a violent video game every now and then, but you know what I mean. It was kind of the macho testosterone filled people where I like to think I'm more of I have more feminine traits than masculine, but I also can display masculine traits just as much as well. But anyway, yeah, these four roommates, they changed my view and they changed my perception on everything and everyone. We were so different. They ate a shit ton of meat. They always, and they saw me just making smoothies, eating broccoli and potatoes and other vegan bullshit like that, And yeah, we were so different in just fundamental aspects, but I got along with them so well. Because they were so authentic and genuine, and they knew that I was authentic and genuine because, I didn't change, based on their perception of me. I stuck true to me, I stayed eating my fucking leafy greens and doing yoga and this bullshit, and they stayed doing all their stuff, and we just really meshed, man. And it was a great experience because it opened my social borders. This is a really important thing for me because I've always been a shy person, kind of, but I've always known that I was meant to be on Earth to be a leader. And leaders that are shy, I don't think, those leaders are really known. They haven't impacted the world in such ways that you might think, but being that I was very shy, I just had to break that comfort bubble. I was in this comfort bubble, and they really expanded that bubble to where it was like, well, shit, now what was uncomfortable now is comfortable, right? And so I would keep on doing this kind of racetrack around getting out in the uncomfortable, and then becoming comfortable with the uncomfortable, getting out in the uncomfortable, then becoming comfortable with it. Anyway, I just wanted to shed light on that social aspect of it because, the following months when I started to get to know them, well, almost right away, but they threw my roommates, they threw the biggest parties in the entire building and probably the entire campus. We would have hundreds, literally hundreds of people come over to our apartment. Our apartment's pretty big, I mind you. I lived on the second story. There were two rooms upstairs with two balconies, and then there were three rooms downstairs. Our apartment was really, it was laid out really weird. I'll try to find pictures of it and post something, but it was just, yeah, it was an amazing apartment. It was really just a college apartment that was made for partying, made for raging, man. And it was like, fuck, the first day I fucking checked in, so I just dropped three F-bombs in that fucking like 3 minutes. Anyway, the first day I checked in, the CA told me, she's like, oh, okay, are you one of the people that are checking into your apartment? And I'm like, yeah, 712, please. And she's like, oh, I just want to let you know we've had problems with that apartment in the past with the noises and parties and such. I just want to let you know that we strongly suggest that you don't involve yourself in any parties or any you know, any crazy activities this semester because, you know, you will get written up, and we've had a lot of problems with that in the past. And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, yo, just chill. Like, I just got here. Like, just calm down. I'm, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, okay, going into it, I was like, oh, shit, what did I get myself into? And as it turns out, she was fucking right. My roommates threw the biggest fucking parties in the world. And we had all kinds of people come there, you know, basketball, football players come, and you know, hippies, you know, all spectrum of people would come to the 712 on Friday, on Saturday night, and they would just get fucking wild. And this would go on for months, man, every weekend, some weeknights. Anyway, we got written up a bunch of times and all of this, but, the thing about it was I was partying the hardest I've ever partied, smoking, drinking, shit. I even did magical mushrooms a couple times. And I was getting the best grades in the hardest classes I had ever took. And it was crazy because I found that balance. You know, I would go to the library when shit was noisy at our apartment. I'd just go to the library for 3, 4, 5 hours and study. Just get down to work. And I think that aspect of it really taught me the importance of balance and balancing social and academics, mental and physical and spiritual health. And just that really good balance, you know. After a while of all that partying that was going on at the 712, I began to feel disassociated and distant with my internal self, you know, with my spirit and kind of with my purpose almost. And so when that feeling would come over, which it came over 2-3 times, and then it went because I would start exercising more and start studying more, and I would balance it out, and I would eat right, and all this other stuff to combat, you know, the feeling of you know, just losing myself in the big party gamut. Because I, you know, I've had friends, and I do have friends that and I know people that have went to university, and you know, it's a huge party culture in these big state universities. If any of you have, sure, if you're listening, you may have experienced or may have heard about. And a lot of people that, or some people that go in thinking, oh yeah, like I can control it, kind of, it spirals out of control on them because they, you know, don't have the willpower and the motivation to control that urge to, you know, just be partying and be crazy all the time in college. You know, it's a big pull, man. It's a big pull. But sometimes you got to push back, and sometimes you got to say, hey, nope, I got boundaries. I need to balance myself. I need to ground myself. And, you know, that's kind of what I did. That's, this is going to be, you know, kind of a very speedy, short podcast. I hope you're still following along, and I hope it's not too boring for you guys right now. But this is my first ever made podcast, and I want to start doing these every week. And anyway, what I'm getting down to with this is, at the end of the day, you know, at the end of when I was sitting at graduation ceremony in May of 2018, I graduated from Iowa State University, and I was thinking to myself, wow, like, when I graduated from high school, I had no idea. I didn't even think I had what it took to graduate from college, let alone graduate with a scientific degree, which just, it took a lot of work for me. And I think that social aspect of college was, you know, more important to me, and it kind of, it spurted more growth in me than the academic part of college did. and it helped me learn more things, more basic principles, and just more common sense things that will help me within the work world and within, you know, private, personal world or whatever, than the academic part of college could ever do. And don't get me wrong, I learned so much stuff that I wouldn't have learned through books and through professors and really good teaching styles at the university, but my goodness, just interacting with a whole plethora of different people and going through that party gauntlet, you know, talking to cops, you know, multiple times at our door, meeting, you know, the RAs, meeting my apartment manager for the, you know, these sessions. I had to talk about our behaviors and meeting all the different kinds of individuals and people and beings that would come to our apartment, and talking with them, it just really expanded my scope on things. I was like, wow, they're just like me, you know. 95% of them were just college students, just trying to get by, just trying to pass their classes, you know, either because their parents wanted them to, or either because they really wanted to pass these classes and do something. I think the overall driving point for me, though, to actually pass classes and excel in, well, I wouldn't say excel, but, you know, do well in the academic portion of my college career would probably be because I knew that I was taking out loans. I took out loans to go to college throughout it, and I knew that I was going to pay back these with my own money someday. So that I had one shot and one shot only to do this. And I never failed a class. I got close, but I didn't. You know, I got a tutor, or I went to the help center, or I did whatever it took to pass every single class. And I did it. And I put my mind to it. And I'm really proud of myself for doing that. And I want you guys, the listeners, to know that whatever you put your mind to, this is very cliche, but really, whatever you put your mind to and whatever you put time and work into developing and growing, you can do it. Like, it is possible for you to do it. And it's not only possible, it's oftentimes like crucial that you do it, you know, for your growth and for your evolvement as a human being. And oh my goodness, just the university experience for me was ups, downs, arounds. It was just a whole just bag. It's just a whole entire ocean of these waves, you know. One day the waves would be all crashing, stormy, and then the next day they'd be subsiding and sunny and very quiet and calming. And going through all of that really taught me the importance of staying true to yourself and staying true to your future and what you wanted to see out of yourself and out of humanity, and realizing that, you know, the world is a wonderful playground where you can create anything that you want and do anything that you desire. And I think meeting so many different people with different backgrounds and different views than me, and getting along with them and really having great conversations with them, really evolved my personality and my worldview into what it is now. And that's why I'm very grateful for my university experience. And I'm sure in, you know, following podcasts, I will delve more into my 712 and the whole party and roommate experience, stuff like that. It's very entertaining stuff to talk about, I would say the least. But yeah, I just wanted to get that out there, guys, that if you don't take anything from this podcast, just take that, you know, when like you're at a certain point in life right now, you know, you're at a plateau, or you don't think you can do this or do that because, you know, someone has said, oh, you can't, or because you've set self-limiting beliefs on yourself or whatever, you just need to know that those can be easily broken down. Those barriers can be easily broken down, and those borders can be easily crossed if you dedicate yourself and dedicate time and dedicate your ambition to succeeding in the portions of your life in which you want to excel at. This is, you know, crucial for anything in life, and I really appreciate your guys' time. Thank you for listening. I will see you next time, okay? Thank you.